Hello, this is Joe Francica of Directions Media, and welcome to Oracle's podcast series on location intelligence.
Today we'll be joined by David Lapp of Oracle, a spatial technologies specialist for Oracle's public sector group, and Stephen Pierce, principal consultant for Johnson McLam, an information technology consulting firm located in Chantilly, Virginia. We will discuss enterprise location data and sharing information with Oracle Spatial. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having us.
David, before we start, can you give us a brief overview of what specifically are Oracle's location-based solutions?
Sure. Oracle provides features to store and analyze spatial information as a native data type within Oracle Database. Oracle Locator is the name of the feature that contains this basic capability, and Oracle Spatial is the name of an option that adds advanced features such as geocoding, routing, raster data management, and others. And data stored in Oracle Spatial are directly accessible by all leading GIS and geospatial tools, as well as any application that can talk to Oracle Database. Oracle also provides a lightweight Google-style map rendering tool called MapViewer, which is a standard feature of the Oracle application server.
Stephen, we understand that Johnson McLam is becoming quite successful as an Oracle partner, particularly in the geospatial area. Can you tell us a little about how your company works with Oracle Spatial and location technology?
Sure, Joe. Well, our company focuses on the development of mainline business systems. And what's maybe a little bit different about how we use Spatial is we don't treat it any differently than any other element of the Oracle technology stack. By that, I mean we see it as an enabling technology that's a means to our solution, but it's not the solution itself. That's not to say that Spatial isn't front and center in some of our apps, but more often than not, it's purely an enabler that gives us a way to tackle parts of a problem that we couldn't take on without it. I think a lot of people focus too much on spatial technology and not enough on the business problem at hand. They get the idea to build a spatial application, and at the end of the day, what they have is, well, a spatial application and not an integrated business solution. I think that's caused in large part by the use of overly complex technologies like traditional GIS systems. Developers end up spending so much time figuring out how to get things working that they lose sight of the real business problem they're trying to solve. And that leads me to one of the best things about Oracle Spatial. The product is just easy to use. You don't have to spend a lot of time integrating and figuring out how the thing works because of the well-thought-out design. That lets our developers focus on our customers' problems more than the technology.
David, I know you've also been involved with a number of Oracle Spatial implementations prior to joining Oracle. What are some of the most common challenges customers face with respect to managing and sharing spatial data in their businesses, and maybe how does Oracle address some of those challenges?
Well, in my experience as an integrator in both the public and private sectors, customers recognize the drain on resources and budgets associated with sharing data across non-integrated stovepiped departmental systems. Our clients recognize the need to develop the capability to centrally manage geospatial data, in other words, an enterprise model. And the path to that enterprise model was consolidation. Now, the challenge associated with consolidation of geospatial information across the enterprise was to be able to architect this single source of truth repository that could be used and managed by stakeholders across departmental lines, which meant a blend of data ownership, data integrity rules, and critically, access by a blend of tools such as GIS software, design software, and all the associated workflows that goes with that mixed environment. As an integrator, our firm, much like Johnston McLam, assessed all the available technology solutions and learned that Oracle is uniquely positioned to meet this challenge. The Oracle database is natively spatially enabled and directly supported by all the leading GIS and geospatial software platforms, as well as engineering design software, so that business users across departments can share in an enterprise spatial data back-end system while preserving their best-of-breed tools and their departmental business processes. And beyond GIS workflows, the Oracle database can be accessed by non-GIS business applications in order to issue location-based queries for reporting and analysis in cases where a map may not be necessary. For example, notifications, alerts associated with proximity to some type of event or activity. And since it's Oracle Database, the management aspect of security, scalability, and so on is well established and could be administered by our customers' existing IT resources. So meeting this challenge around consolidation of geospatial information is truly at the heart of Oracle's spatial technology.
Stephen, can you tell us some of the work that Johnson McLam has been doing to help customers leverage location and by implementing applications based on Oracle Spatial?
Yeah, Joe, earlier I gave you an example of a customer that didn't know anything about Spatial. It's the U.S. Postal Service. Now I'm going to talk about a customer that lives and breathes Spatial, R.L. Polk. They're the dominant player in automotive market analytics and have more data than I've seen outside the United States Postal Service. They also have a lot of in-house Oracle Spatial expertise, and they already had a great visualization system built by an Oracle ACE director when we got there. But they knew that Spatial is going to play a significant role in the future of BI in general, and they wanted to get ahead of that curve and try to take the integration between their Oracle BI tools and Oracle Spatial to the next level. So their vision was to make interactive thematic mapping available for any existing or new report across any of the customer's geographies. Their response time requirements are really stringent. They wanted maps back in less than a second, and then to be able to change the thematic metric displayed without going back and hitting this terabyte data warehouse. It sounds like a pretty daunting set of requirements, and I'm guessing it would be with many technologies, though I hope to never find out. The good news is that with Oracle Spatial and MapViewer, this is pretty easy. By using only native tools available in MapViewer, Oracle Business Intelligence Suite, and Java, of course, we were able to deliver a system that met all those requirements in a few months with those three developers. And the most surprising thing might be that none of the developers had a GIS background. They were all Java, Oracle web developers with just a little bit of MapViewer training. That's one of the greatest benefits of Oracle Spatial to us as a consulting company, that we don't have to invest in niche resources we can't reuse across other application groups. That's something our customers like about Spatial as well.
So, you know, based on some of your experience, what do you think are some of the key spatial capabilities that differentiate Oracle from other relational database platforms and that are of particular benefit to some of your clients?
That's a tough question because we're rarely asked to compare Oracle Spatial and MapViewer to other products. Our customers are usually on the business side, and they're more worried about our approach to their business problems and the technology we use. However, IT groups lately have started pushing away from GIS-centric solutions. We've been hearing that all the time. And I think the advantages of Oracle Spatial are driving this. The biggest advantage is that our customers already understand Oracle, and they know how to develop Oracle databases and Java applications. And they want to manage their spatial data in the same way they manage the rest of their data. And today, Oracle provides the only way of doing that. And they also have an open Java-based development framework, so developers don't have to learn new technologies to build map-driven applications. And as an integrator, using Oracle databases our customers already have lets us immediately start using Spatial to solve their business problems. We don't have to introduce a new product or proprietary data model. That's a tremendous advantage Oracle has over the competition.
David, how do you see the continued evolution of the market for spatial and location technology, as well as the role you think Oracle's products and partners like Johnson McLam are playing in this evolution?
Well, spatial technology is advancing and evolving quickly on many fronts, but the foremost and most fundamental trend that I personally see and hear from customers constantly at this point is the transition in thinking around an enterprise architecture with respect to geospatial information. Customers are realizing that location and geospatial information is, or at least should be, a fundamental element of their enterprise data management systems, not owned and controlled solely by any particular flavor of GIS software. The geospatial dimension of their enterprise data landscape is more fundamental than any particular piece of GIS software. Instead, GIS tools become one of many critical use cases for their location information. So the trend is to architect spatial and location data at the data level and then blend the tools, the commercial off the shelf, the open source desktop and web platforms, GIS and engineering design tools to maximize the flexibility around how location-based data can be leveraged. Then customers are able to support both their traditional GIS methods and workflows for data construction and maintenance and advanced spatial analyses and traditional cartographic workflows, as well as use diverse emerging tools and technologies and methods in order to seamlessly integrate location into business applications, business intelligence dashboards, customer relationship management systems, asset management systems, and all other mainstream business application platforms. The best tool for desktop GIS solution may not be the best platform in terms of technology and cost for the integration of, for example, lightweight mapping and location-based reporting into an enterprise application. And this is precisely the trend that Oracle addresses with Oracle's natively location-enabled database, open and accessible by the widest possible variety of tools and technologies. And I should mention that Oracle's own Map Viewer feature of the Oracle Application Server is one such tool for integrating data from Oracle Spatial into a mainstream web-based business application. And I should mention that partners like Johnston McLam are really critical in how this trend in the technology and Oracle's role in this is advancing. Partners like Johnston McLam constitute the glue between our technologies and our customers' successes. They deliver solid deployments and transfer their technology and technical understanding to their clients and provide innovation and I'd say agnostic feedback back to our product team and continually challenge us to innovate.
Well, David, Stephen, thanks for your elaborating on Oracle's spatial capabilities and for helping our audience today understand how Oracle can bring solutions to the location intelligent enterprise.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thanks for listening today, and join us next time for another podcast sponsored by Oracle on location intelligence.